Beis. The test is written. Ein Daur Amit Beis.
Yeah, part of the Torah.
Tana Rabbanon. Ben Teish is son of Yehem Echad, a 9-year-old. Ein Daur Amit Beis, I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. And I started the conference. Tana Rabbanon. Ben Teish is son of Yehem Echad. Now, the reason I say 9 years old is that's when a person's bia is called a bia. A boy, a male, is not considered a relationship halakhically under 9. So till 9, we don't consider it a bia. So if you want to say somebody makes a woman a zayna, makes a woman puzzle, it has to be a relationship that we recognize as a halakhic relationship, and that requires a 9-year-old man. That's why the brisa starts with a 9-year-old, yes?
Maybe
remembering incorrect,
because I do.
I
buy a
Yavama,
9 years old.
No, it can't be earlier. Not a beer. And even 9 years old is Machlok Yisrushayim. Anyway, Ben Teisha, Shalom Yemechad, Ger, Amoini, Umayavi, Mitzri, Vadoimi. These are all people that are not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. And Amoini, Umayavi, Mitzri, Vadoimi, during the first 2 generations. Kusi. At that point, we say Kusi is puzzle, which we haven't gotten involved in yet. Why a Kusi is puzzle? Coming up next week. Nasin, Cholo, Mamzer, Shabo al Kahenas, Valavia, Valibas Yisro, Paslu. They make her puzzle to marry to eat Truma. If she's a Bas Kayan, she can't eat Truma. And if she's not a Bas Kayan, she can't marry a Kayan. These are people that make the woman they had a relationship, they have an effect on her ability to eat Truma. Or in certain cases, that they can't even marry a Kayan. Rashi. Sorry? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Instead of Bas Kohen, Rabbi.
Yeah, or, an HSH. An HSH that has a relationship with anybody can't eat Truma anymore. Because HSH Kayan is us or even behind us. We're not talking about HSH now. I'm a single woman. She'll never be able to eat Truma, means she'll never be able to marry a Kayan.
So the 8-year-old, how about
an 8-year-old has a relationship, it's a non-relationship. It's a non-relationship. Across the board. Rashi.
Rabbi, what if the non-relationship produces a child? What if the 8-year, 364-day-old...
I can't answer that question because I'll say that will not happen today. So it's theoretical because I'll say that till 9, it's impossible. Now, if you tell me it happened, I'll have to deal with reality, but I don't know that it happened, and according to Chazal, it shouldn't happen. Rashi. Rashi, Ben Teshan of Yemecha Chukir Amaydi. The B'chai Gav Zimna Chazi Labiya. At that point, he becomes fit to have a relationship. Pasul lekanes menatruma menakuna, uleviim Yisrael lesmi nasay lekayin to marry a kayin. Now we're going to have 2 different opinions that disagree with this first statement, and the Gemara is going to go through what the disagreement is based on. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, chol shezarei pasul paisul, chol sheein zarei pasul ein paisul. It's not true. Of that list that you mentioned, not everybody's children are pasul lakuna. And therefore, if their children are not pasul lakuna, they don't pasul their wives. That's Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. Rabbi Yaisi is saying, if the children don't, and the Gemara is going to say, what is he arguing on? Which case? We have to let the Gemara do it. The Gemara will explain it. But Rabbi Yaisi gives you a rule. The one who lives with this woman, that you said tarakama, she no longer can ever marry a kayan. And if she's a bas kayan, she no longer can eat truma. Not true. There are some of those, we'll see who, that are excluded from that rule. If you want to know who can and who can't, whoever's child can't marry a Kayan, his wife can't marry a Kayan, the woman he had the relationship can't marry a Kayan. Whoever's child is unaffected, that woman can marry a Kayan. Now, who that is, we don't know yet. We have to give the Gemara a chance.
But I think you said
again. Right. Reb Shimon Kol Shatanaisa Bitai Atanaisa Manasai. He adds a different thing. He says, if the Kayan can marry his daughter, the Kayan can marry this woman. Again, so if one of these people have a relationship with a woman, and if they would have a daughter from her, she would be able to marry a Kayan, so that woman herself can marry a Kayan. Very similar to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says children. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says daughter. All this is going to be explained, so I'm not even going to try. Apostle, tonight's on the Nasai. The call she had tonight's to be tied. Now the Gemara is going to explain. My Ikka Bein Tanakama Bein Rabbi Yaisi. Who is this? What are they arguing about? Who are they arguing about? That the Tanakama said that if the woman had a relationship with a certain man, she can never marry a Kayan? And Rabbi Yaisi would say, yes, she can. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Mitzri Sheini Ikibanayu. A second generation Mitzri has a relationship with a Bas Yisrael. Or a Bas Levi, or a Bas Kayan. Can she eat truma? Can she marry a Kayan? According to Tanakama, no. He's puzzle. Since he's puzzle, he makes the woman he had a relationship with puzzle. According to Rabbi Yaisi, the child is a ger mitzvah shlishi. The child will be a perfectly fine Jew, and therefore, the child is not puzzle. If the child is not puzzle, the woman doesn't become puzzle. That's what Rabbi Yaisi is saying. This is a case of a person that's puzzle, that lives with a woman, does not puzzle her, because the child of this person would not be puzzle. And therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says, only people whose child is puzzle, like a mamzer, or like a nusin, they, if they live with a woman, ban her from kahuna. But anybody whose child is not puzzle does not affect a woman to ban her from kahuna. It doesn't make it legal. He still did an illegality. He said she's not supposed to live with a Mitzri Sheni, but it doesn't pass a lacuna. It doesn't pass a lacuna. That's Rabbi Yaisi. Now, how does he know that? Where does this come from? Look, the Gemara, the woman he had the relationship. Again, let's not complicate things. I'm going to try to keep this as simple and straight as possible before we start complicating things. If a Kayan can marry an Ambasula, not a Kayan God now. Regular Kayan. Again, a woman who has a late relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry becomes a Zayna. And a Zayna cannot marry a Kayan. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Therefore, he gave you a list of people that she's not allowed to marry. And she's not allowed to have a relationship. She's not allowed to have a relationship out of wedlock with anybody. But I'm talking about those that are usher for her to marry. Those that are people that she can't or is usher to marry. So those people, if she had a relationship with, make her a Zayna. I disagree with that rule. Not everybody that she's not allowed to marry makes her a Zayna. Some people do, and some people don't. Who doesn't? Those whose children, not necessarily from this woman, but maybe from this woman, would not be puzzle. Then they don't. Then she doesn't become puzzle either. She only becomes puzzle if she marries a person whose children are puzzle, a mamzer, a nusin. But if she marries a mitzvah sheni, and then he dies, she can marry a kayan. We don't know why yet, but that's what he says. Yes. Again, I'm very careful. The Gemara didn't say an Amayni. Gemara said, marry his children. His children are kosher, and Amayni's children are not kosher. Again, Amayni's children are not kosher. Some are, some aren't. That means they're not kosher. Yes. Correct. But that if she has any relationship with anybody she can't marry, I don't care what the children will be. She married somebody that's usher, she becomes Pasul Laguna. No, that's the first opinion. We didn't get to Shimon Gamliel yet. We can only bite in bite sizes. We cannot eat a whole sandwich with one bite. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ben Teshan of Yemecha, I did that already. The Gemara will explain what's the difference. The Gemara will explain Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. The Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, he said any mitzvah is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl if she lives with a woman cannot marry a Kayan, that lady. Vafila Sheni. Even a Mitzvah Sheni cannot marry a Jewish girl. And if he does, and if I say marriage, it could be either through marriage or out of wedlock, it doesn't make a difference. If he does, she becomes a Zayna. Miu Shlishi Lav Mitzvah Karolai. But his son is not a Mitzvah anymore. Yisrael Malyu. He's a perfect Jew. He's a Mitzvah Shlishi. He's a perfect Jew. And if he's a perfect Jew, you can marry, his children are, marry can marry anybody. They're not restricted. So therefore, they, that kind of a person doesn't make his wife puzzle either, or the woman he lives with puzzle either. Now, where does this come from? Why does the Tanakhama say one way, and why does Rabbi Yaisi say the other way? There's got to be a source to the Machlokes. Dr. Gemara, Ushneim le'lamdu al mikayin gadol ba'amana. The source is, a kohen gadol lives with an amana, she becomes a zayna. That's the halacha. If we learn that from a pasuk, that a kohen gadol lives with an amana, that amana, if the kohen gadol can never marry a regular kohen anymore. Can never marry a regular kohen anymore. Zog to Gemara, ma kohen gadol ba'amana, should be yasa be'aveira. His relationship is a sin. Upaisuba, and he passes the lady. Right, the amana can't marry a kohen gadol, but she can marry a kohen hedget. But if she lives with a kohen gadol, she can never marry a kohen hedget. We learned that out from Sukkim. Again, because I didn't say wedding. I don't care if it's wedding. No, not true. He died. He died. That's why I said out of wedlock. I didn't want that. But if you want to ask me, he died. Av kol should be asim avera paisel. So the Tanakhama says, I see from my model of Kohen Gadol that the Torah said that the woman who married a person she's not allowed to marry, and I'll use the word marry, I could say have a relationship, but the Gemara uses marriage, I'd say marriage. He marries a person he's not allowed to marry, that woman can never marry a Kohen. End of story. So therefore, I pass it on to every other puzzle. No difference. Rabbi Yaisi Savar, ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. So Rabbi Yaisi, I also agree we derive it from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. The Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana says, Ari puzzle. If they were to have children, those children would be halalim. It would have an effect on the children. The relationship would not only affect her, it would affect the children. Therefore, she can't marry a kohen because it's such a bad relationship. I'll use the word bad. It's such a not good relationship that the children are affected. I've coached Zare Puzzle Paisel. I agree that every relationship that has an effect on the children will also Puzzle Lacuna. Lafuki Mitzvah Sheni Shein Zare Puzzle. But a Mitzvah Sheni does not affect his children. Therefore, that's not similar to Amana, according to Rabbi Yaisi. The Amikra, Barim Ashivol Dulem Dar Shlishi, Yavin Lebet, Mikal Hashem. The third generation can marry. So therefore, Zakhtar Rabbi Yaisi, I agree with you. I also want to compare to Amana with Kohen Gadol. But I think the comparison has to be more exact. You're comparing it to a Kohen Gadol, Amana with Kohen Gadol, and saying any illicit relationship, any illegal relationship, makes her a Zayna. I compare it, not all illegal relationships, because an Amana with Kohen Gadol is an illegal relationship that affects children. Therefore, I say, it's only an illegal relationship that affects children. Why the Tanakhama doesn't do that, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't do that. Yes, doctor.
Of a woman who cannot marry a
Kohen Gadol,
who marries a
Kohen
Gadol but never had a relationship.
We're going to talk about that later. It's coming up in Daf. Might have to wait like a week and a half.
God willing, give me a brach, I'm still alive.
The Mitzvah, yes.
Just one clarification. A Mitzvah has to marry another Mitzvah before there's child
is wrong. A Dar Sheni can marry a mistress. He can marry a Giyaris of Yolkal Gerim Layikri Kohol. And their child will be a Mitzvah Shlishi, which will be perfectly kosher.
And he talks about Mitzvah by that time?
Who, the third one?
Yeah.
No. Well, we call him a Mitzvah Shlishi because.
It's identifying.
Exactly.
Since there is a situation where it's mutter, so it's not...
We made a situation that
no,
never mutter. to marry a woman. That if he has a relationship with a woman, she will not become Patsal Lakula.
Because
the Avera does not rise to the bar as a Patsal Lakula. The Rai is the Kitz Kasher. It lessens the Avera, if that's what you want to call it. It's not really true. But I'll say it anyway, because it's the easiest way to explain it. Not being intellectually honest. It doesn't lessen the Avera. It lessens the impact of the relationship. That's what it says.
How about first generation Mitzri?
Kitz Vassal.
So, meaning, since there is, so this is a Mitzri Rishon, a Mitzri Rishon, she won't, she's us or them.
Yes. Says Mitzri Sheni.
I know what I'm saying. Since, what I was trying to say was that since there is a situation.
No, that's not what it says.
I know. That's
why I disagree with you.
I was trying to explain to the class.
You're having me, but it's okay, it's wrong. No offense. It's a Mitzri Sheni only with Kitz Kasher.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's why I reacted to you and I said, no, it's not pshat that. It's pshat that the Mitzri Sheni's kid is kosher, therefore it doesn't have an impact on the wife. Yes?
I'm just trying to put things in the scatter. Could the difference between a woman who has a license she's not supposed to have versus a woman who has a license? The offspring of the is that the woman who has relationships that she is not supposed to have is simply a lion in the pathway. She's doing an Avera, and that, whereas having children who are still in herself is a change in her state.
That's how you feel comfortable wording it, you can do that. I'm not so sophisticated. I worded it saying one has a bigger impact than the other, and
well,
take that away which way. Again, I'm not going to disagree with you. We're saying the same thing, except you're just using different words. I know words make a difference, but in this case, I don't think it does. Yes?
Your Rishon are Gerim, both husband and wife.
Correct.
The second generation is both are children of Gerim.
Yes.
And then the third one is one that's cooked.
Correct. Rashi, we can gadol ba'amana, shemetzinu shemechalula b'biyasai. We find that he desecrates his wife. He defiles his wife with his living with her. Because yafinu le kaman, v'lo yechalel, doesn't say le yachel, it says yechalel, shnei chalul l'mashma. Two people get desecrated. Midlechtiv le yachel, echad la, ve'echad lezarei. The two lamas are to tell me that the Kayin Gadol, by living with this woman, desecrates two, the woman and the children. Upaisal Adishna b'Biyasa. Avko, Mitzri Sheini b'Biyasa b'Avera Havi. It is an Avera, but the kids are kosher, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds, doesn't reach the bar of invalidating her to marry a Kayin. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Kol Shatanaisa Bitai Atanaisa Balmanasai. You can marry his daughter, you can marry his widow. The Kol Shatanaisa Bitai, you can't marry his daughter, Yatanaisa Manasai, you can't marry his widow. My Yikim and Reb Yaisi Reb Shimon Gamliel. So what is Reb Shimon Gamliel arguing on Reb Yaisi? Amar Ula, Ger Amayni Mayavi Yikim Anayu. Here you have a case of a guy whose children, some of them will be pasul, and some of them will be kosher. And Amayni marries anybody. A Giyaris, an Amaynes, a Jewish woman. The boys will be pasul, and the girls will be kosher. So Rabbi Yossi would say, his kids are pasul. It rises to the level of pasuling your kids. Not all your kids, but some of your kids. That means this has an impact on children. And Rabbi Yossi's rule is, any soul that has an impact on children, passes the woman. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, any relationship that has an impact on daughters, passes a woman. If it doesn't impact the daughters, even if it impacts the sons, does not passes a woman. So he's more lenient. He says, not only is a Mitzri Nadai Misheini not make the woman invalid to marry a Kayin, But even an Amayni Mayavi that lived with a woman, she could still marry a Kayan. Because the daughter of this person that lived with her could marry, is a regular Jew. Therefore, it's not passes a woman. So he limits the soul further. Tanakama says, everybody she can't marry. Rabbi Yossi says, it depends if the kids are impacted. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it depends if the daughters are impacted. And the difference is, Amayni Mayavi. The child, the sons are impacted, the girls are not impacted. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the woman who lives with an Amayni can marry a Kayan.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
I'm trying to say, Rabbi.
Hold one second, Dr. Bright. The Kayan Hagadol is speaking.
Why do we bring up originally vegetation? That might... got us off the whole...
No, it didn't. It was trying to tell you a fact.
No, but this is not what we're trying to...
Yeah.
do that somewhere else in Yavamas or somewhere.
It does. It does it multiple times. But it's trying to be honest with you.
I know. You can say that any type of relationship, anything until under nine, not going to be a relationship.
Right, that's what it says.
So every time... there's something bothering me with that. Why now of all times?
It's not why now of all times. It does it millions of times. Not millions. It does it multiple times in Shas.
Gets you off the track like Dr. Harris.
It only takes you off the track because I have to sit here and explain it. It's really not off the track. It's like saying anybody who can have, old enough to have a relationship. That's all it takes. Forget nine. Any man old enough to have a relationship does this to the woman he lives with. That's what it takes. Substitute the words... any man capable of a relationship who lives with this woman makes it possible. Now, instead of just saying any man capable of a relationship, it defines that. Who is a man that's capable of a relationship? A nine-year-old and above. That's all it's trying to say. It's trying to say any man that belongs to any of these people that's capable of a relationship, possible, that means if he's not capable of a relationship, he doesn't possible her. That's all. The nine is not a decoy. The nine is explaining who's capable of relationship. I understand it took your mind one way, and now we're going the other way. Okay, you know, that's life. Yes, Dr. Braid.
I'm sorry, I'm sure we covered this in the past. Can you kindly review, how is the daughter kosher of an Amoni or a Moabi?
Amoni Malay Aminus. Rus was Kashera. We learn out from a Pasek. Amayni v'alay amaynis. It's in Yavamas. It's a few blocks.
This is a Geiris, but what about the offspring?
Well, why is the offspring worse than the Geiris herself?
Uh-huh. But that's... okay. Thank you.
Again, it's not a Geir. Again, let's not muddle things. Straight to the point.
So, who's on
the Tanakhama.
The
Rabbi Yaitzi's second, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's the most lenient.
Because you
he's allowing that Amayni Mayavi have a relationship with a woman, she can marry a Kayas. Rabbi Yaitzi wouldn't allow that. Because
does it depend on what this child is?
Rabbi Yaitzi says the child, any child, if the sons are possible, that would possible the woman. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says not, no, only if the daughters are possible. That eliminates Amayni Mayavi.
I mean, it
eliminates them from the list of people that pass to a woman.
Right.
So he's the most lenient. And the Gemara goes on. Ushtayim loylem duel mikayin gadol ba'amana. Rav Shimon Gamliel's source is also kayin gadol ba'amana. Rabbi Yaitzi Zavar, ki kain gadol ba'amana. Ma kain gadol ba'amana shesarei pasul u'paisul? Kain gadol ba'amana, his kids are pasul, and he pasuls the woman. We brought a pasuk in Rashi. La yichalel, he affects the woman, and he affects the children. Of course, shesarei pasul paisul. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ki kain gadol ba'amana. Ma kain gadol ba'amana afilinik achakol zarei pasul. The kain gadol children from an amana, the girls would be halalim. They would also be impacted. Not only the boys, but the girls. I'm called Shakol Zari Pasul. I'm filling the Kavis. I'm looking at my name, Yavi. Then the Kavis have a Sheriff's Lover Bacol. Then the Kavis can marry. I'm a Mara. So the question is, how fine do I make this comparison to Amana? I have three levels. Tanakama says, Amana Lekain, God sets the standard of any illegal relationship, bans the woman from marrying a Kayan. Rabbi Yossi said, not being accurate. It's a legal relationship that impacts children. And Mitzri and Adayimi don't. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that's not being accurate. Because Amana Lekain God was a relationship that impacts daughters. And Amani Miyavi don't. So it's a question, to what degree am I comparing it to Amana Lekain God? Now, why the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, and why Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I don't know. I don't know. Because if you look at the exact, you want to really tune in, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, take it completely. The other ones are saying, don't take it completely, and I don't know why not. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Ger amayin mayavi iki benayu. Rabbi Yossi paisul. So yesh mi zarechu paisul. Because there's some that are paisul. Shaschorem asurim israela. Because the males are banned forever. A ger amayini's son is a ger amayini. His son afterwards is an amayini. His son 15 generations later, through sons, are all amayinim. Forever and ever and ever. Never will they be allowed to marry a Jewish girl. But Reb Shimon, hayu b'tayin sheira, d'amayini b'lei amayinis, amanasin amin sheira. L'maisa, his daughter can marry anybody. She's not an amayinis. She's Rus. And therefore, his wife can also marry.
We see that to marry a Jewish girl is a mixer for Mount Zerah.
Only, no such thing.
Huh?
Only Bechalolim. Only for the one town of Bechalolim, not by Mount Zerah. Not true.
Okay, thank you very much. You're right. But so this
does not apply to the
money.
No. Thank you. The only one, according to one Tana, the Chol marries a Bas Yisrael, the kids are okay. But that's a machloikas. Not everybody agrees. According to the other Tana, the Chol marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is a Chalola. She cannot marry a Kayin. That's why that's not an Avkamina. Because who says Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that the daughters aren't impacted? So that's why we picked Amayini Mayavi, where that's clear that the daughters aren't impacted. No, Bijani is fine, if you find one. They wiped out Bijani. I don't think so. Again, he's talking about a man Bijani. The girl... You don't go by a mother, by the guy, by Yisro. Yisro is not a Majani. I mean, he was Maguire. Yisro is a fine man.
No, I'm saying he was a...
Yeah, he was a gay Majani, correct.
The Majani girls under 3 years old remain, right?
Yeah, but they don't make Majani children. We go by the father, by two guys.
Well, by Moa and Mona, we're concerned by who the mother is.
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea what you just said. We don't go to talk about a mother. It's not true. If the father's an Amayini, I don't care who the mother is.
No, what I mean is that the Amoni girls, or Moabi girls, they're fine.
That's the Torah said, exactly.
And it was because, based on...
Pasuk.
I know that. But
that's all. I don't have to have logic.
There is logic.
Then maybe there is, maybe there isn't. That's a big machloek. It's the Gemara Yevama.
Oh.
Well, Mani Amar says there's logic. Because they didn't have to go greet the Kali show. And what Mandiyama says, though, they should have greeted the women. So it's a machloikas, so I don't know, why should I get involved in this? So you give them a spell. Yes?
We don't really know who the father is.
We went through this once already, I think, a few weeks ago. And obviously the Gemara is saying that we do know who the father is. Because the Raya is, I know what you said is brought down, about that multiple times. But in this case, it's clear the Gemara said two goyim, right? We know who the father is, and we go by the father, by Kanani, marrying a... So obviously the Gemara doesn't accept that as a fact straight through. There's a Rashi that keeps on saying it a number of times, that we don't know who the guy's father is. And Tosfos asks, yes, we do. So, again, how Rashi's going to answer it, I don't know, but the Gemara says clearly that if you have a Kanani marry a different woman, a man other than an Afghanistan marrying a Kananist, right, we had that, and the Gemara attributed it to the father and did not say we don't know who the father is.
We have no fear of Mitzri.
Nothing. You have to fear nothing. Because Sancheirev and Sancheirev and finished off by Nebuchadnezzar made sure that no nations are where they are. We don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. You can't accept it. So Gemara. Gemara says, Bom and Yom and Gera Maini. He wanted to marry a Jewish girl. And they were Matrim because they said, Bas Sancheirev, Bilbos Kalumas. He messed it up. He moved everybody around. So there goes that problem.
We take a look at everybody in this room. The majority of their DNA comes from European
dogs. Yeah, I'll let Mashiach take care of those problems. And my list of problems, it doesn't even make the bottom.
It does.
The bottom.
It does have implications for what you were saying. There are things that do not go away. As far as the male line of Moni or Bobby, that never goes away.
Right. There's no soul that goes away except Mitzri and Adaimi. Right. The only one. Every other puzzle is ever, forever. Again, we don't know what happens. We know Mamzerim will be fine. We possibly cannot see the Mamzerim Litar. So, again, I don't know what will happen to, if there is an Amayni in amongst them. I don't know. My gut feeling is that since we're allowed to be Simach and Rive and not worry about Amayni, we won't have to worry about it then either. And that's my gut feeling. Do I know? I wish I could find out. And Mer Tshem, by next Tuesday, I hope to know. I'm pushing it off to Tuesday because Elio can't come and have Shabbat. So Elio can't come today. That means Mashiach can't
Monday,
come tomorrow.
Monday,
and there's a Shiloh tomorrow and Erev whether he can come on Shabbat. If he can come on Shabbat, Mashiach can come on Sunday. If not, Mashiach will have to come on Monday. So by Tuesday, I'll know the answer.
Monday's the banquet. What? Prayer for speech.
Yes.
Sorry about you. Is reasoning for
do
was to affect
Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, and Nachayev did it for very political reasons.
Okay. And did he affect
Bnei Yisrael? Yeah, Nachayev Shashvatam are not here.
That's
we don't know where they are now. Some of them came back. He didn't affect Yehuda Minyama, but he affected the Nachayev Shashvatam. They went to Golos by Nachayev. Some came back. That's clear. Some didn't come back. That's pretty clear also. We don't know. Right. Zakti Gemara Vaitam Reb Chisda. Hakom Vaitim Bamonis Isa Shepsulu Lakuna. Now I want to give a deduction. I'm going to learn Rashi's shot. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And there's a question on Rashi. They have a question on Rashi. But we learn Gemara Rashi, or at least attempt to learn Gemara Rashi. So I'm going to learn Rashi's shot. What an Amonis Isa. And Isa means a dough, which means there's a mixture. She's the widow of a mixture. So Rashi learns. She married a Suffolk Cholol. There's a boy here that doesn't know whether he's a Cholol or not. Why can that be? It can be because his mother did not wait 3 months after her husband died, the Kayan, his mother got divorced and did not wait 3 months and married a Kayan. Right. So if he's a child of the first husband, and then she had a baby 6 months later, if he's a child of the first husband, he's a perfectly kosher Kayan. If he's a child of the second husband who married a grusha, he's a cholo. So this boy walks around the whole lifetime being a suffix cholo, doesn't know whose dad is. If it's the first man, he's okay. If it's the second man, he's a cholo. So he's a suffix cholo. He marries a woman, regular woman, Israelis, fine, has a good band and a good photographer, everything is wonderful, beautiful chasana. And then he died. So now she's an almana of an Issa. Her husband is considered dough, which means he's a mixture, unknown, not clear. That's what it means. That's how Rashi learns. So Rashi says that even though this is like a second stage suffix, first of all, is her husband a chol? And second of all, she's not her husband. She's her husband's wife. So Rashi views that as a second stage. Other Rishonim say it's one and the same. If he's a chol, she's a chalol. How can you separate the two? But according to Rashi, it's a second stage. Everybody agrees that she's psula lakuna. Even though we don't know her husband was a chol, he might have been a chol, might not have been a chol, his widow can't marry a kayan. Because she's a suffix halala, she can't marry a kayan.
How about speak to
him? Fine. So let's do the Gemara, and we'll come back to Sreik Sreika. Suffix halala. Yes. From this woman. Bein Zachar Bein Akeva. Man Meku Bahali Tanoi.
Why don't we say also, Roe Bios that she had were from the original husband.
I have no idea. I have no idea what
the majority of Bios that she had.
Yeah, I know, but she had him like 5 years ago. She had him 42 years ago when she lived with her first husband. What in the world does that have to do with the pregnancy that that she had and gave birth 6 months after her first husband divorced her? How do you know she lived more with her first husband in the last month than she lived with her second husband the first month?
Time.
What? No time. It's the same time. Michael, no offense, that this is like...
I saw this question written.
Yeah, you must have written it down that you saw it written. Yes.
Why 6 months?
I was trying to avoid an issue. 7 months might be a big problem. It could be 7 months. Let's say 7 months. Okay, just... Right, I know, but 7 months means it passed six. 6 plus 1 day is called 7. That's what the Gemara says. Anyway, so to Gemara. Man ka meko bani tanoi. Who is the biggest meko in this tanoi? Rav Shimon Gamliel. The comedy says, Koshi atanai sabitai. Atanai samanasai. The Koshi atanai sabitai. Atanai samanasai. That's what he said. And we're here. Lemute mai. What is he trying to tell me? Lemute amanas isa shipsu lakuna. You can't marry this woman's daughter. So therefore she can't marry the guy either. Zok de Gemara, la'afuke midahani tanoi. That argues with the following tanoi. The Tan, Hein Rabbi Shua Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They testified, Amonas Issa Shikshera Lakuna. They disagreed. And they said, the Amona of the Safik home can marry a Kaya. Why? My Taima, have you Srek Sreka? Who Srek Sreka Lakula? Because she's a second suffix. That's what I said. She's the second stage. Her husband's a suffix, and therefore she gets affected by that suffix. She's a second suffix. And a second suffix, we go lakula. The problem with Rashi's shot is that that's not the regular Srek Sreka. The regular Srek Sreka is you have a combination of two separate questions. For instance, was he a chol? Was he not a chol? And even if he was a chalul, she can be kasha for a different reason. That would be called a svek sveka. In this case, there is no second suffix. There's one suffix. It affects him, and then affects her. That's usually not a svek sveka, because it's one suffix. There's no double suffix here. There's one question. Is he a chalul? If he is, his wife is a chalala. If he is, his wife is not a chalala. There's no, usually a svek sveka means suffix A, suffix B, and even if B, maybe still it's okay. That's called a sex maker. This is not a typical sex maker. Therefore, the Rishonim say they disagree with Rashi's pshat. But Rashi learns that way. Rashi says that in this case, where it's only where we have, she's a double suffix, Rabbi Shua is willing to be matur. Why? Not so simple why, but that's what Rashi says. And the other time, I'm saying not that way. No. Even though she's the second stage suffix, still, we're matur. She's a suffix halala. Let me read Rashi. Not Rashi. Amanas isim, ksubas mefarish. Amanas suffix halal. Shahaisim muteret murevas besvekas baila. She's mixed up with the suffix of her husband. Sorry, besvekas. She has a double suffix. Baila hay a suffix. He bought me kaychai. She is a suffix only because of him. The havilei sveksveka. Rashi views that as a sveksveka. All the Rishonim, I should say, oh, I didn't count them all. A lot of Rishonim, namely Tosfos and Ksubos, to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Peretz and everybody else, asked on Rashi, this has nothing to do with Sveksveka. Right. Lemute Amonis Isa. The Hoyo Diyatan Isa Bisa, you can't marry his daughter, Shemachol Hoyo. Utnan Batcho Zachab Suleiman Hakuna Li Ailam, Yatan Isa Amonasai. Sveksveka, can you? Bai Lohay Safik, Vi Bom Mikayach Lin Paso. Yes. That's why they say that can't be the case of Rashi. Who told you what an amonis is? Rashi. The other Rishonim say that's not what the case is.
What happens? Once she becomes a widow, she can marry another Kohen?
That's what Rabbi Shua said, but we said not that way. We say we're disagreeing with Rabbi Shua. Now, the other Rishonim say the case is a double suffix. Meaning her husband wasn't just a suffix chol. There was other svekas involved. If I remember correctly, and this is from memory, I did not look it up, that there was a chol in the family, a suffix chol in the family. And is he that person that there's a suffix about? We know that family A has a suffix chol, but there's a bunch of boys. We don't know whether first one is a suffix chol, the second one is a suffix chol, the third one is a suffix chol. So first of all, we don't know if he's a suffix. And he, at worst case scenario, is only a suffix. That's a sveksveka. I have two svekas. A, is he the one we're talking about? And B, even if we are, he still might be kosher. That's a sveksveka. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says we know who we're talking about. He's the cholo. And he married the woman is considered a sveksveka because she comes from him. Interestingly enough, the daughter is not considered a sveksveka. The daughter is definitely bustle. For some reason, the woman is more sveksveka than the daughter, which is also a problem according to Rashi. But this is Rashi's job, and we learn Gemara Rashi. So that's what we're going to learn. Right. So when the test says, what is Amanas Issa? I think that's the last question on the test. When I prepare, I figured this is as far as I'm going to get. What?
You should answer according to Rashi.
That's what we learned. You get extra
credit for this,
sure. See, Tysus, when we say Tysus says, it's really an unfair statement. Who is Tysus? A lot of people. So there are certain svarim that are the Tysus of a certain specific Rishon. Every Rishon had his Tysus. And then the later generation Bali Tysus compiled different Bali Tysus and put it into the Tysus that we have. So you had Rabbeinu Peretz who wrote his own Tysus that they found, and they have Tysus Rabbeinu Peretz. And they found the Tysus Harash, but the Tysus Harash, and the Tysus Arid, and the Tysus... Meaning, they were all Bali Tysus, but they wrote their Tysus. Our Tysus is a compilation of many of those Tysus, written by different people in different Masechtas. But that's what the...
In our Tysus, you'll see just Rabbeinu Peretz.
I don't know if it ever been done Rabbeinu Peretz. No, he was a made... I don't know if he's involved, was involved in this thing, no. And I never saw him in the Tysus.
What
do Taisa Sarash, but Taisa brings a Rashba, he means the Taisa Sarashba. It's not the Rashba. It's the Taisa Sarashba. The Rashba lived in Spain. No, it's a different Rashba.
Right,
but the Rashba here is you mean the Taisa Sarashba? The Taisa Sarashba is the Taisa Sarashba.
Yeah.
Right. The Rashba is the Rashba. It's two different Svaras. The Rashba is not from the Bali Taisas. He lived in Spain. The Bali Taisas lived in France and Germany. Yes.
The Rashba and
Nanya. That's the Rashba.
I'm sorry, what?
That's what we know as the Rashba.
The Spanish Rashba.
The Spanish Rashba, right. Spanish Rashba. He was a cousin, I believe, with Rabbeinu Yaina. I believe he was a cousin with Rabbeinu Yaina. But yeah, I'm not sure. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Mitzvah Sunday morning.